Peter, a bit of a marathon game, a bit different the second innings from the first.
Credit to the North West lads, they've had a very pretty, pretty unbelievable knock, to be honest. Supported well by the rest of our lads. Stuck at it well. 175 overs, second innings.
You'll be tired tonight.
Yeah, long trip home, but yeah. All in all, good 4 days up here.
It keeps the championship alive, but I mean, after the Warriors were pulled out for 80 in the first innings, it looked as if the title was going to be wrapped up pretty early, but it keeps things interesting.
Yeah, it does. Obviously, we have that one win, but it means the Warriors have to go and try and beat the Knights, and or vice versa. So, yeah, the championship's looking good this season. It'll be an interesting few weeks.
What changed over the 3 days? Obviously, the overhead conditions in the first day, but did the pitch change that much?
On the first day there was a lot of assistance from the pitch. Luckily we exploited it, even the North West lads exploited it, as you can see from the scores. It flattened out quite a bit as the day went on, but there was some incredibly good batting on that wicket, so yeah, all in all, it's a pretty good game.
But it must be, I mean, after dominating the competition for 5 or 6 years, it must be, I don't know, he's happy that the North West have stepped up to the plate and are giving you a bit of a fight.
There's always been, always had good teams, and like the players have always been there, so it's nice to, like, this is proper first class cricket now. These last two games we've played against the North West, they've been up there, some of the best games I've seen. Like, just the standards gotten so much better. Like, it's always been there, but now it's starting to come true, so it's only good things for Irish cricket.